Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Whether or not the terminally ill should have the right to end their own lives has been a source of contentious debate in this country for decades. Physician-assisted suicide is legal in Oregon and Washington State. Now the next battlefront over the issue is coming to Massachusetts. And that's the focus of this week's Common Health segment. And joining me to talk about it is Carrie Goldberg, co-host of Common Health. Hey there, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So, Carrie, proponents of the proposed ballot measure are calling it Dignity 2012. They've gathered 80,000 registered signatures, which means it will be on the ballot next year. Tell us first what this measure would do if approved by voters.
Well, yes, it would be called the Death with Dignity Act. And it would basically allow someone who is terminally ill, who has gotten a confirmed diagnosis that they have something incurable that leaves them less than 6 months to live, it would allow them to ask their physician to prescribe to them pills that would allow them to end their lives when they so chose.
Physicians would have to be involved insofar as they would have to give the prescription for the pills. How are doctors in Massachusetts responding?
Well, this past weekend, the Massachusetts Medical Society, which is the biggest organization of physicians in the state with 23,000 members, they voted to reaffirm their opposition to physician-assisted suicide. And here's what Dr. Linda Smith, the president of the society, had to say.
Many people got up and spoke about the two states where it is legal, in Washington State and Oregon. We actually received letters from physicians in those states when they heard that we were going to look at our policy again, asking us to please reaffirm our policy because these physicians felt that it has been a detriment and was misused and very much misunderstood in their states.
Interesting, Carrie. So what do we know about those claims out in Washington and Oregon about how the assisted suicide laws out there have been misused or misunderstood?
Well, that's something that we'll definitely want to be looking into in the next few months as this debate ramps up. What has been written so far, there was a piece in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago that focused mainly on the fact that these laws are not used very much, that in fact only about 80 or 90 people a year are using the law to end their lives. So we'll be very interested to hear what the doctors out in Oregon and Washington have to say.
Really interesting. Now, proponents of Dignity 2012 have made it clear that their efforts are not about physician-assisted suicide per se. Can you explain that?
Right. What they're saying is that this is giving the patient, the terminally ill person, more control at the end of their life. Here's Dignity 2012 spokesperson Steve Crawford.
This is also not physician-assisted in the sense that the doctor is engaged with hooking somebody up to the machine. This is a self-administered medicine that the person takes themselves.
And also, Anthony, the law, if it becomes a law, includes a long list of precautions and protections. You have to have two doctors verify that the patient is mentally competent. There's a long waiting period of a couple of weeks between the first time the patient asks and the second time the patient asks. And there are other various waiting periods. And also, I think what's interesting is that you have to get a couple of witnesses for the patient's request, and they can't both be relatives or heirs of the patient. So you can't be dispatching your great aunt because you want the house or something. So the law is, in fact, full of precautions. It also includes an out for doctors that if they don't want to be involved, they don't have to be.
So do any of these proposed safeguards satisfy physicians in Massachusetts that have concerns about this?
Well, we asked Dr. Linda Smith of the Massachusetts Medical Society what she thought of these precautions. Here she is.
I have to be honest with the fact that we never debated any of the ballot issue. So frankly, those particular issues as to what the wording of a potential ballot question will be was not debated or discussed.
So that sounds to me like no matter the guidelines or precautions, the Massachusetts Medical Society is not going to support this ballot initiative.
It sounds that way. And there's also very strong opposition coming from the Catholic Church, which says that it does not believe in assisting suicide, that any suicide is a tragedy. So it looks like there's going to be a very big debate. Massachusetts is basically becoming ground zero for the physician-assisted suicide debate over the next few months.
Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thanks so much for coming. Coming in.
My pleasure, Anthony.
And you can find a link to Carrie's article on our website, radioboston.org.
Coming up, what happens when troubled teens receiving state services reach adulthood? It's called aging out, and the problem is some of those young adults end up falling through the cracks. We'll find out why. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.